hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is a Wednesday, folks, 17 December 08. And I have on the program today, coming up in a few minutes, Jason Hommel. He is from the SilverStockReport.com. You may want to put that in your to-do little list there, your favorites list. We're going to be talking about a myriad of subjects. I'm not, quite frankly, I'll be honest with you folks, I don't know exactly, there isn't a main point here, but I'm sure we're going to cover the financial stuff and all the ne'er-do-well and all the fine people that are wanting to help us so much in this crisis. I find it absolutely, positively amazing. You know, nobody has said that, look, we've got a problem here and it's reoccurring. I think it's the banks. Somebody had sent me an email, and it was rather fascinating, about no more debt. There's a way that we can get out of this. And before I bring Jason on, I just want to hit the highlights of that one to see what Jason might think about this. I mean, there is maybe a way we can get out of this. It's never been done before. It could generate trillions of dollars. It's kind of like a tax on the clearinghouse. Oh, that's right, the Federal Reserve. They do billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars every day. Well, maybe putting a 4% tax on each dollar that goes through until this mess is cleaned up. See, we've never gotten anything from the Federal Reserve banks, folks, except the usury, except the interest, which has not been in our best interest. They've never paid any taxes. So for a time being, maybe we could just add on that 4 cents a dollar tax, get our money back, clear the decks, and then fire the Federal Reserve. When I first heard of this, I thought, wait a minute here. there's something that just isn't right about this, but maybe there is. By the way, I wanted to mention here, Dave Champion is on the network now. And if you don't know who Dave Champion is, just listen to the network, folks, from 4 to 5. I'm sorry, that would be Eastern time, 4 to 5. It'd be 3 to 4 Central time. Dave Champion, he's live on the network now, Monday through Friday. He's an interesting guy. I can remember just this past summer going up to South Dakota and hearing him on XM radio all over the place. But I didn't make the connection. Months later, we get him on the network. He's got a weekend program that was pre-recorded. And I thought, Dave Champion, why does that sound so familiar? And then, boom, we put him on the network on a pre-recorded show, and now we have him live Monday through Friday. So you may want to take advantage of that. He is a very smart guy. He knows a lot about farms and ammunition. He's an instructor, but he's much, much more than that. So take advantage of that. 3 to 4 Central Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. All right, we'll take the break. Back on the other side with Jason Hommel. We must take
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Terry Miller came up with this idea. He's been in business for 30-plus years, sales, marketing, business development. Last two companies, almost $200 million. So he's got a pretty good resume here, and he had a pretty good idea. He said, we can fix the economy overnight. He said, I bet you didn't know that the United States Federal Reserve processes over $476 billion a day. That's roughly $15 trillion in 1 month, and even more stunning, $180 trillion in a year. That's a stunning amount. He says, I can't even fathom that the amount of money in my wildest dreams most literally flows through the Federal Reserve like a river after a snowmelt in the mountains. We have a massive debt in this country and deficits and total chaos in the financial market worldwide. Politicians cut taxes, then raise taxes. In Bill Clinton's first term, he even made a tax increase retroactive to the previous administration. So the so-called representatives in Washington, D.C. think we, the taxpayers, are the virtual bottomless pit. And when it comes to spending our money, they do whatever they want and then spin the blame their way to another term. Now, the best way to tell if a politician is lying, as it's always been said, see if his mouth's moving. Well, old W.C. Fields. Get away from me. Can't jump bother me. A fool and his money are soon parted, he said. Well, if you look at the way our tax dollars are distributed, you'd swear we have a group of socialists in the halls of government. You know, the ones who state for those that have to those who need. Well, Wasn't that Joey Stalin's line as well? Now, it's really simple if you think about it. When you realize when you charge something on a credit card, the merchant is charged a small percentage to that transaction. His fee is usually 2.5%, 3%, 4%, but you can't tell the customer about that. They get very angry when you do. I've told people about it, and they've threatened me, and I said, well, I'll threaten to expose your little percentage fees. I said, you can't do that. And I said, keep talking to me. I will. They left me alone. Now, if we go back to the $180 trillion that runs through the Federal Reserve every year, remember how big that number is because it's important. What if there was a 4% transaction fee on every dollar that went through the Treasury every day? That would equal $7.2 trillion. For the year of 2009, the federal budget is an estimated $3.1 trillion. That would leave $4.1 trillion surplus to pay down the debt or stimulate the economy. Actually, get rid of the debt and then get rid of the Fed Reserve. Now, the word surplus scares me, but politicians usually just buy votes with the extra money and really don't accomplish anything with it. Now, have you figured out that taxes would be a thing of the past? That's right, no more forms to fill out, not even for Social Security. No shortfall on the Social Security system in future years, not even a self-employment tax. You can invest all you want with no capital gains tax, no more inheritance issues to deal with, not one. No more loopholes in the tax code. Every dollar that is spent has 4% taken out for the budget. That means that all cash deals, or for that matter, all their deals pay their fair share. Nobody escapes. It's fair for everybody. I kind of like the idea. Jason Hommel, what do you think of Terry Miller's idea?
It's a very interesting idea that you've been discussing. I've been listening to it, and I don't think it's very workable. I guess I'm somewhat of a monetary theorist. I've been studying silver for the past 10 years. And, you know, part of the reason why we have paper money is because it actually, quote-unquote, reduces transaction costs because you don't have to stop and verify the coinage. You know, they can make change $5 bills for $10 bills, and they don't charge us for the privilege. What you're proposing would, I think, be a tremendous boon to gold and silver, because gold and silver transaction fees are probably on the order of about 1-2%. So if paper cash all of a sudden had a 4% transaction fee on it, then that would be a huge incentive for everybody to switch over to gold, and it would basically crash the dollar.
Well, the dollar's trashed anyhow.
The dollar has, say, lost 97% of its value, but that does not mean that it can't also lose another 99% of its current value, which is where we would very quickly be headed.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing, as I've once heard it sung in a song. Well, and Jason, we've got a real problem here in this country.
Absolutely.
We have now Congress. First of all, let's backtrack here almost 100 years. We had Congress that gave the money control over to a private corporation. This private corporation has never paid one dime in taxes at all. They have made trillions of dollars off of the people here in this country through the usury system. Now, I've cited before that every seated Congress, what are we in now, the 108th, 109th, I don't know what it is.
Something like that.
Yeah, but every seated Congress since then has been part and parcel of the bad deal, and that bad deal was to have, against our Constitution, a private corporation running our money system. Now, having said that, now their solution was to give total control, or almost total control, over to the Treasury and the Federal Reserve. This is not going to solve anything at all. Bailouts, infrastructure programs, I don't care. They're just going to fire up the printing presses and try to spend their way out with more debt. It's not going to work, is it?
It's going to be highly inflationary. They're printing up money left and right and giving bailouts to the banks who have already stolen our wealth through usury. But let's look at the power structure here. I mean, you said that Congress, you know, gave the power to this private company, the Fed. I think really more like they stole it.
Right.
Or maybe they got it to themselves through their usury power because they already had so much money they were able to bribe all the politicians. So perhaps they bought it. They bought this power to themselves because they are already so wealthy through the usury over the prior 100 years, before they even got to, you know, 1913 when they finally took the power. You know, if you study compound interest, it basically shows that, you know, you can compound an ounce of gold at about 2.5% over 6,000 years to the point where you would own every single atom of the entire universe, that it would all be gold and it would all belong to you. That goes to show that when you begin compounding the largest wealth in the world beyond 2%, you're going to get huge amounts of money. And now, they can't obviously get gold, so what else do they go for? They end up going for power. They seek power to hold on to their ill-gotten gains.
Well, and you know, and people, they don't understand banking. They think they know what money is. Their understanding of money is that I give time or service, and I'm compensated by a United States dollar, a Federal Reserve note. That is, and they take that, and they pay their bills, and they buy food, and they buy gasoline, whatever they purchase, and everything is hunky dory. They do not realize that 80% of the purchasing power of that dollar, 80%, has been lost since the 60s alone. Now, we had a very steep incline from the creation of the Federal Reserve, and we had some problems in the 20s that led to a crash. They conveniently found a way to withdraw credit from the market, and we had really no national debt at the time. Hey, heck, even in 1976, our bicentennial, our national debt was only $500 billion, $500 billion. Now, that seems manageable by today's terms. But all of a sudden, go ahead.
It may have seemed manageable then, but by today's terms, on those terms back then, if you actually go back right to the end of World War II, we had a debt of about $250 billion, which was half what it was in say, the 70s. But the point is, $250 billion back then, at the end of World War II, that was when the world was still on a gold standard. And with gold fixed at $35 an ounce, back then it was something along the lines we owed, our national debt was 10 times all the gold that had ever been mined in the history of the world. So it was completely unpayable at that point, just like it's unpayable today.
Well, and there seems to be, you know, there's constitutional crisis after constitutional crisis in this country. And most people, again, Jason, don't look at this because they don't understand, number one, our form of government. Number two, what powers have been delegated to the federal government. Three, what their responsibility is in keeping everybody honest. And this thing has snowballed into a weird combination here of communistic, socialistic, and fascist ideas in this country now operating. People know one thing. The jobs are drying up. They may be in trouble because they can't pay their mortgage. Can't make their car payments. Older people in this country are literally, and I've said this for a number of years, we cycle around every winter with high fuel costs and the choice is whether to heat or to eat. But people do not understand the banking system in this country, and they do not understand what absolute chaos this system has wrought.
They don't understand the power of compound interest, or they don't understand where it's going to take things when it's left unchecked. They don't understand the fact that our paper money system, for every dollar that's loaned into existence, the bankers don't also create the interest to pay, with which to be able to pay it back. So we are always in perpetual debt slavery, which might as well call it what it is. We've lost our freedom. The nation is, for the most part, bound to this horrible system. And where it takes us is eventually towards totalitarianism, unless people somehow regain their freedom. And so I really kind of wonder how far down the slope towards totalitarianism we have to descend before people wake up. What do you think?
That seems to be the general consensus, Jason, that people are real busy with their lives, scrambling around in the old hamster wheel to try to make ends meet. Three steps and you're right back where you started. They don't seem to understand the pressures and where they're coming from. But I think essentially you're correct. When they don't have anything to do, they don't have a job to go to, they're standing around feeling the lint in their pockets rather than even some change. And God help us for the change that Barack Obama is going to bring us. But I think you're correct. And until they have nothing else to do but to listen to somebody that knows what they're talking about, I think you're right. I think the system.
But I think this is why they're so good at delivering bread and circuses, because they are afraid of people rising up and figuring it all out too.
Well, I think even Henry Ford said it. He said if people realize what the banks are and what they do to this country, he said there would be riots in the streets tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So, this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold. Our radio blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping the personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Jason Hommel, this chicanery, this thievery, is continuing day after day after day. And evidently it has not occurred to anybody in Washington, D.C., save for maybe Ron Paul and maybe other people that are too afraid to speak against the bank. But there are provisions, and let's go back, folks, to law and Constitution. Article 1 of the Constitution says Congress shall have the power to coin money and regulate the value thereof. Now, this isn't just the Federal Reserve's fault, it's the government's fault as well, because we know how the little Ponzi scheme works here. They borrow money. The government's got to have money to operate. If they don't take it in taxes, well, they got to borrow it, and then they issue the bonds, and then they've got to sell that to some sucker out there. But we're at the end of the rope on this deal. And save for the fact that we know we have a problem, Houston, we have a problem, nobody is willing to address this. Now, this should have smacked people right between the eyes in 1929, but it didn't. We had a depression for 11 years. Magically, the bankers found ways to make exorbitant amount of money because, well, they knew that, well, in order to wage wars, you've got to borrow a lot of money, and, well, with that money comes the interest. Besides that, the inventory is destroyed, and you got to replace it. What a wonderful little thing. But here we are in 2008, coming up on 2009, and Congress is going back to the very people, along with themselves. Keep in mind, that the Fed Reserve, if they loan nothing, they wouldn't be able to make any money. Somebody's got to be a borrower. And borrow we have. And nobody, Jason, is talking about the over the $100 trillion of past, present, and future obligations, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. They now want to do a national health care. That's going to work real well.
It's the future unfunded liabilities that are truly astronomical in the $70 to $80 trillion range.
And here we sit. Now we've got this supposed national debt that's approaching $12 trillion. Who knows? It may be more. But they're going to keep printing the money. We're going to keep going in debt. It may be $15 trillion. Who knows? It may be $20 trillion.
You know, I think it's important to point the parallel here between Weimar Germany and the United States now, because when Germany lost World War One, they had an unpayable war debt that they had to pay back. And because they couldn't pay it back, eventually they just had to start printing to do it. And we have a similar kind of obligatory debt that is absolutely unpayable, the $70 trillion, $80 trillion legacy debt for future Social Security payouts and everything else. It's just flat out unpayable. The money doesn't exist. It doesn't even exist in the form of gold. All the gold in the entire world is valued at less than $5 trillion right now. There's only about 5 billion ounces of gold in the world, according to the best sources. And at less than $1,000 an ounce, that's only $5 trillion, not nearly enough.
And that's why I can see a revaluation of the gold.
Absolutely. It's got to go up.
Yeah, it has to. And there's a lot of speculation on that. I hear that gold in very short term is going to hit $2,000. If we're going to adjust for all the paper flying around the planet, gold might go for $8,000-$10,000 an ounce.
Well, if you adjust for, say, all just the bonds, we're going to, if you divide the national debt by the United States gold hoard, that gives us a dollar value of about $40,000 an ounce. Gold, if you divide all of money in the banks and add that to, that'll take us to about $100,000 an ounce for gold. And if you include the future inflation that will be created between now and when we get there, then the sky's the limit. We could talk about $1 million for an ounce of gold, or 10 million, or 100 million, or 10 trillion, or trillions of trillions by the time we
down. What is it in Zimbabwe now?
Exactly.
Yeah. And people, I'll tell you, you know, and part of this problem, Jason, this is the reason I do what I do. And me and 36 other people on this network do this, is to get the information out to people. They're not getting their information. I do this every morning, and I don't know, maybe it's self-flagellation or self-punishment, or maybe it's a reinforcement of what I do. This morning I'm flipping through the news channels. Poor Kaylee down in Florida. You know, other news stories, a bus crashes, no children hurt, nobody seriously, but there's the news story. Not of great national import. A mechanism that has the ability to get information out worldwide, and I'm sitting here watching stories of murdered babies and school children with broken arms. In the meantime, we have the greatest heist on this planet taking place right before our very eyes, the very transformation of an entire nation right before my very eyes, and I'm sitting there watching dribble from the talking heads.
Yeah, why is it no one talks about the big issues that we want to talk about? And the answer is that the media is largely controlled by the people who have all the money. I mean, it's that simple. The people who have all the money have a certain agenda, and they're not talking about where we're going. They don't want to talk about that. They're the billionaires. They control everything, and they have a plan and an agenda. I wish I knew what it was. I have a feeling I know what it is. I can only guess. I have a feeling they want to take us towards world government.
I was just going to say, take your stab at it, because it's the same thing I've said. It is the transformation and the reformation of this country to make it easier to meld it into a one-world globalist system, of which all of us are going to be happy. We're going to have fair and free trade, and you know, we're going to have wealth beyond belief, and everybody's going to be taken care of.
It might start out that way, so that there will be no opposition.
There's plenty of opposition here.
Well, so that there will be reduced opposition, let's put it that way. I know that there's a lot of people who oppose what they're trying to do. But
all right, we got to take this break here. Jason Hommel is my guest. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
You know, I saw an interview with Christopher Cox of the Security Exchange Commission on the subject of Mr. Madoff with the billions. The mistake that he made, the Jewish guy, there's one thing you don't do to another Jewish fellow, and that's rip him off. You can rip other people off, that's fine, but he's under house arrest now. Jason, if that were you and I with a $50 billion heist, who knows what the real damage is going to be, but a lot of the banks were in there investing through him, a lot of people investing in many areas. But the guy, you know, he gets house arrest. He gets to wear a little bracelet and go home. You know, go ahead.
What's truly amazing about it is it's probably the biggest default ever, bigger than Enron, bigger than some of the other big collapses. And yet, in today's atmosphere, it might be almost nothing compared to the collapse of, say, J.P. Morgan. If J.P. Morgan goes under, they have something like $80 trillion in derivatives notional value. They have a larger derivative position than any other bank. The second largest bank is Bank of America at maybe $30 trillion. The size of those derivatives out there are just so huge and so massive that, you know, if those big banks go under, What people are beginning to say now, who I read on a daily basis, they're saying that these banks who were too big to fail are now too big to bail. They're too big to bail out. I mean, is it possible to print up the 10 to $80 trillion to bail out a J.P. Morgan?
Well, yeah, if they just want to totally trash the system. And this is what's really behind this. You know, there's a reason why Paulson and Bernanke, we were told that, hey, you know, the TARP, the emergency fund, the $700 billion, we're going to use this, and we know there's trouble out there, and this is going to be our Band-Aid to the situation until we go through everything and balance the books and, you know, get the economies back on track. This is really what they wanted to do, because the real scary story behind this, and you're exactly right, trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in these bad, this toxic waste debt out there, they're trying to eliminate as much toxic stuff on their books to keep themselves at least financially in business, not sound, but in business. And this, Jason, this is really what's got to happen. These guys have got to fail. We've got to hit bottom on this deal.
The amazing thing is that J.P. Morgan, as an entity, almost has as many derivatives on their books as the United States government's unfunded mandates. They're both in the $80 trillion range. I mean, that's just crazy.
But
the banks are as big as the government, bigger.
But you see, Jason, this was just a failure of the SEC, and there wasn't enough oversight. And yes, there were some problems, and everybody was looking the other way while people – and to me, Jason, this was structured bank fraud. Nobody can convince me otherwise, because time was – and I've made this point before – time was when you wanted to make a loan, and I don't care what it was for, a mortgage loan, a personal loan, a car loan, I don't care what it was. You had to jump through the hoops. You had to have your qualifiers.
I came across some information that was really shocking. It was only about 40 or 50 years ago that you couldn't get a home loan for longer than about 7 years in many parts of the country. And a 30-year home loan is a relatively new invention on large time scales there.
But they're talking now about 50-year loans. Yeah, this is exactly what.
And now they're talking about reverse mortgages so that you can suck out all your capital and turn your home into an annuity plan. You don't leave anything to your heirs whatsoever.
Well, and for the and you're exactly right about that. And I was waiting for this thing to dry up when this financial crisis hit, but they're doing it all over the place. But at least that is something. Now, I play devil's advocate here for a second. Yeah, you're not going to be able to give anything to your children or no heirs or give it to a foundation or whatever the case may be, whatever you want to do with your accumulated wealth once you've gotten done paying the gangster bankster and his juice. But, you know, at least there's a salvation for somebody. They're not going to starve to death. At least they'll have a credit line, their annuity, on their house. At least they're not going to be out of their house and sitting on a street corner someplace.
I think the annuities are just a bad deal all around, as bad as insurance, because basically all those people who have the big calculators to figure all that stuff out, you know, they're giving the bulk of the money to them. And it shouldn't be a situation where we leave nothing to our children. The Bible says a man should leave an inheritance to his children's children. I want to talk about solutions, if you don't mind, for a bit. You started the show talking about a potential government solution, and I want to talk to you briefly about why that's, I think, the wrong thing to aim at is government solutions. And the first is primarily, let's say we had perfect biblical advice to give to the government. Are they even going to listen? And the answer is probably no. So even if we had the perfect biblical government solution, even if they did listen, it would probably be even worse. Because as Joseph in Egypt discovered when he gave advice to the Pharaoh to store up grain for 7 years during 7 years of famine, what ended up happening was the government ended up owning absolutely everything. So even if I could give perfect economic advice to the federal government, the last thing I would want them to do is to take it, because in the end, they would own everything. So therefore, government solutions are never going to be the answer, because government can't solve our problems. If the government did everything right, they would be 100% totalitarian. And that's not what we want. What we want is a small government, a limited government, a government that allows us the greatest amount of freedom.
Well, what we're
and to that end, yeah. We can take that power back from the government if we do those things that increase our economic strength and power.
Okay.
And to that end,
you and I got into this issue before, and I made the comment, and we'll explain exactly what you're talking about. And I said to you, it is like pushing a string.
And to get people to buy silver or gold is like pushing on a string.
Well,
that's the solution that I'm advocating.
No. I understand that. No, that's what I've told people for 15 years.
Right.
Because I knew this day was coming.
Right.
And I remember sitting in a person, Thomas, that used to have Media Bypass magazine, sitting in his office. And he did countless stories on Fed Reserve and maybe impending doom in the future. And he said, people were talking about the crash back in the 50s, and it hasn't happened. I looked at him and I said, you know what? I said, it has to fail. It has to fail.
We know the system has to fail. We know that. We're smarter than the average person. But the other people will understand later and later. What I say sometimes to people is that, you know, everyone's going to buy silver at some point. It just matters at what price. Some people are going to buy silver at 20. Other people will buy it at 50. Other people will buy it at 100. Some people will have to buy it at 300. You can look at it as sort of your IQ. But in the long run, everybody's going to end up transferring their paper money over to precious metals as paper money fails.
You mean the higher the price, the lower their IQ.
That's right.
Inversely proportional.
Inversely, it's an inverse IQ score. That's right.
Well, and here's the problem. Here's the problem, because you and I had both talked about this previously, is that this is one of education.
Well, you can't convince people just to buy it. I've already kind of discovered this. But what I have discovered is that people will inevitably buy gold and silver of their own accord when things get bad enough. And so the monetary metals become like magnets that draw all money to themselves, and they destroy everything else as they shine supreme. Do you realize when Nixon was in power, he instituted wage and price controls because inflation was like an out-of-control 4% or something?
Huh.
I mean, that's unheard of. In fact, if we got inflation back down to 4%, they'd throw a party and they'd spend another billion just, you know, for fun.
And unemployment levels at 5%, everybody was comfortable, because if you have anybody working, that's too much money in the system and it heats up inflation. You know,
today we have inflation baked in the cake of about 20%, as that's how much new money they're creating every year. And in fact, the national debt increased by another $1 trillion just in the last 3 months, from about $9.5 trillion to $10.5 trillion just in the last 3 or 4 months. That's like an annualized over 60% inflation.
Now, I don't hear the bankers saying, okay, we're all in trouble here, but you know what? We're going to forgive the interest on this stuff. We're just going to print up some money. You guys are going to pay it back. That ain't the way this is going to work. Let me go to the phones here. Dean in Oregon, you're on with Jason Hommel.
Hello.
Hi, Dean.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. And, Jason, I've had some emails exchanged with you, and I'm on your email list, and I appreciate your comments. There's a book I'd like to recommend. I think I mentioned before. It's sold by the Barnes Review, and I think Michael Piper and Glenn are both editors on that publication. The book is called Money, The 12th and Final Religion by Dwayne Willing. It's a recently published book, and it gives you great insight into where compound interest came from, how it is used as a religion, and how it is the basis of central banking. And one of the revelations in the book by Dwayne Willing is he happened to be in Washington. I don't know if he worked for government. I'm not sure exactly what he was doing at the time during the Nixon administration. And one of his revelations in there is that Watergate was actually a cover or a means of getting rid of Nixon, but not the real reason they wanted to get rid of Nixon. He contends in the book Money, Dwayne Willing does, that Nixon was going to bypass the Federal Reserve System and the commercial banks issuing interest-free money through the savings and loans.
Well, wait a minute. Stop here, Dean. Who did that just a few years prior?
Pardon?
Who did that just a few years prior to that?
Kennedy was going to do that.
He did it.
Right, but he was going to issue the U.S. notes, interest-free U.S. notes, but then they were going to circulate through the commercial banks still.
Well, yeah, no, I understand.
Right.
Yeah.
And so Nixon, he was going to do the same thing, except he was going to completely bypass the commercial banks and issue these notes through the savings and loans. Well, we know what happened to the savings and loans.
I read that Nixon was absolutely humiliated when he tried to deliver enough gold to continue the gold fix at $35 an ounce. And when the people called him on it and basically took the gold, he was humiliated because he realized he couldn't continue to feed gold into the market to continually fix it at that price. And it was just it was such a disastrous humiliation for him that he was more
comfortable resigning.
Well, but was okay. Well, let me throw into the mix here, into this little soup we've got boiling here. Wasn't it Nixon that got us off of the metal standard altogether?
No, that was Roosevelt.
No.
There was another default that happened under Nixon, and that in 1971 happened when they could no longer hold the gold price at $35 an ounce, and then they had to sever that link and quote unquote close the gold window by no longer redeeming foreign dollars for gold at that fixed price.
Yeah, but it was also the coinage. All the silver content coin under his watch went bye-bye.
That was under that happened earlier in 1964 was the last date that we had silver coins.
That's when it was minted, but he got and I don't forgive me, I don't have the information right in front of my face. I'll have to look it up here, but no, he was the one that finally got rid of any silver backing on anything.
Well, let me step in here.
Go ahead.
Okay, the last 90% coins were 1964, and then they made 40% coins from 1965 to 69,
only
1970. Now, here's the thing that Johnson promised. We would never run out of silver. But they minted up so much silver coin that they were literally disappearing off the market, which was Gresham's law. Bad money drives good money out of the marketplace. And so by the time of that Nixon took over in 68, the mint had ceased receiving silver certificates to redeem silver certificates for silver bullion, which were kind of makeshift. Maybe they were 99% melt or whatever. Anyway, the U.S. Mint stopped redeeming silver certificates in 1967, 68. They're just pieces of paper. So it was in that transition between Johnson and Nixon that the silver certificates could not be redeemed for the real thing. And then during, 72, 73, when the French and some of the Europeans were coming in with their Federal Reserve notes wanting gold, that's when Nixon slammed the gold window down because they were going to deplete us completely of any of the gold reserves that we had.
That's right. After being humiliated by thinking that he could offer enough gold to get them to calm down, but it didn't work. And I think he lost about two-thirds of the nation's gold hoard.
A whole lot,
in the
right.
Now,
let me finish the savings and loan story.
It's $5 an ounce.
Let me finish the savings and loan story. Now, I don't know if you've read the book The Conspirators by Al Martin. He was a lieutenant commander in naval intelligence, and he sat in with the Bush crime family during the 80s. And the money lords, the money masters, as Bill Stilson calls them in his video, they realized that the savings and loan was because Nixon was going to bypass the commercial Federal Reserve System to the savings and loan. They realized that was a danger, so they had to get rid of the savings and loans. And so the Bush crime family and various entities circling around this consortium of crime then took out these huge loans based on gold, fake gold certificates and land and real estate. They just borrowed all this huge amount of money from the savings and loan and bankrupt the savings and loan, which had to be bailed out. Now, you notice there aren't any savings and loans. They have disappeared completely. There was a danger to the commercial banking system through the savings and loans. The difference between a savings and loan and a credit union is the savings and loan and credit union can only loan out what they have in deposit, dollar per dollar.
Right.
Where the commercial banks can loan out 10 times that amount. You put $10 in savings, they can loan out $100 in checkbook money.
Fractional reserve, yeah.
Fractional reserve banking. Savings and loan and credit unions don't do that. That's more honest, to say the least. So they had to get rid of these savings and loans, and that's why they got rid of them during the 80s. Is because they were a danger to the commercial banks, as Nixon had proved they could be.
And what we're talking about here is a consolidation of the banking power as well. Better than two-thirds, of all credit cards are controlled by what? Five banks. Now, I don't even think there's going to be five banks that are going to remain standing. We're probably going to whittle that thing down in a further concentration of the credit power in this country. But what blows me away, Dean, that these gutless little politicians in Washington, D.C. are aiding and abetting the heist in this country. I find this absolutely incredible. I mean, if there is anybody that understands why Ron Paul couldn't be president of the United States, there's one fine example.
Well, if anybody has ever read DeKalb's book, The Franklin Cover-Up, you know why our politicians vote the way they do.
Well,
they've got the goods on them, and they blackmail them to the hilt.
Well, what we have no longer is a representative government. And, Jason, thanks for your call, Dean. Appreciate
it. Well, thanks. Bye.
All right. And what we're talking about here is the – we don't have to reinvent anything. we can strengthen and reinforce at a later date. But the only thing we have to do at this point is enforce the law. But the enforcers of the law are silent and mum.
Or bought off, or threatened, or complicit, or ignorant.
Well, and you know,
so many choices.
I want to further talk about solutions, but one of the solutions that we have here is to drag out the old rule book, take a look at the way the system's set up, and saying, you know what, we can't keep monkeying. There is no fix to this problem. So there are certain things we're going to have to eliminate. And one of the things, and I said this the other day, Jason, that you know, what Kennedy did or what Nixon tried to do, order the Treasury to print up United States notes and loan them into circulation at zero interest. I think that would fire up an economy. Or if you're more of a socialistic bent, the trillions of dollars that the bankers are floating, I mean, we could literally make everybody in this country a millionaire. I think they go out and buy cars and trucks and homes and toasters. We'll break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Don't think people are getting squirrely about late payments. Right before the program, right before I went on air, the landlord to the building we're in, we get a call from them. Are you going to send your rent check? You're late. Well, we checked the books. The doggone check cleared on the 8th. They had it by the due date of the rent. Folks, have you noticed something out there? Your credit cards, you better start checking your statements. The credit card companies are finding every reason for saying that you defaulted on the agreement and they're upping your rates. You better check them. The office complex I'm in right now, and I'm in Round Rock, Texas, folks. You know, I mean, this isn't exactly the Detroit of the universe here, but the office complex I'm in, people are moving out every day. And these clowns just discovered that there was a recession last year that started last year. Jason, I want to get around to talking about solutions, but we both know what the solution is here. It is, and I think the United States Congress has the ability for, what is it, $500 million to buy back the Federal Reserve. At least they're licensed to operate here.
I've never heard such a thing. I've never heard such a thing discussed. I don't think that they would ever do it. I don't think they would ever muster the courage. I think, you know, like in Star Wars where the Emperor claimed he had all of the senators bought and paid for, I think that's the situation here.
Well, I think the next best solution, you know, we have ascendancy of power, or we have a power structure. If the President of the United States can't perform his duties for whatever reason, well, then it goes to the Vice President. Well, if he can't do it, it becomes the Speaker of the House. Well, if they can't do it, it goes on down the laundry list. But the key to this thing is we have a federal government that has usurped the power, claimed authority, put up their agencies that absolutely have no constitutional structure at all. There's nothing there. They just pretend, they create power, and then enforce it at the point of a gun or foreclosure or whatever, confiscation, doesn't matter, call it what you will, wealth transference, taxation beyond belief. But I think the power to the restructuring of this country, there was a reason, Jason, that the founders set it up the way they did.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why we have these confederations now of 50 states and then broken down for political control at the county level, of which
the reason why our founders gave us gold and silver money is that they knew that physical gold and silver are the Achilles heel of the world's bankers, and it actually destroys their power if you use gold and silver as money.
Okay, so then, well, this should be very simple. I should be able to send a letter to my congressman and my senator from Texas here, informing them of the thievery and the heist. And this should be very simple to fix. And then somebody should be able to walk out on the floor of Congress, make their declarations, propose the bills, the legislative bills, in order to correct this situation. Sounds easy to me.
Well, I just don't. It seems easy to me, too, but I don't think any of them have the moral courage or the intellectual power to understand what we're talking about in order to fix things the way they should be, except for Ron Paul and maybe a few people who followed him.
Well, and how many times?
I mean, think about it. We were all of us were all educated in government schools. Did they teach us anything about gold and silver? No.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Jason, there's a difference between me and Congress critter Mr. X in Washington, D.C. This guy is being paid to protect and defend the Constitution. And one of the favorite quotes from a judge is, well, you know, you broke the law. Well, what do you mean you didn't know the law? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Ignorance is not an excuse for the perpetual rape of a country.
It isn't, but that's the only thing I can think of to explain what they're doing. That, and because generally speaking, people aren't 100% willfully malicious. I think they generally want there to be a big, powerful,
right,
central world.
You got the music in here, Jason. We got a break. Top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Hello, Mike.